Sarah, back-to-back league champions, how does that feel?
Unbelievable, Andy. I think I heard somebody say one time before, it's the first time a team's ever done it in the whole history of the league, and even prior to that, and that came from a Glentoran woman. So knowing the pressure to win it back-to-back, I mean, they always say it's harder to be the champion because you know everybody's on your tail, and at the start of the season, we went down to Newry and we had a narrow defeat to them. We know they're a very competitive team. They had added to their squad with some international players, which boosted their squad as well. But I think it was nice that it just showed the local girls here were working hard. We've been away in camp the last 8 days in the mini qualifying round of the Champions League, and the hard work that was done from the top down, from the likes of yourselves and the board, filtering right down to the managers and players. I think we came in here, we were sharp, we were fresh, and I think we had a hunger from playing those professional teams over the last 8 days.
A lot of pressure at stake tonight, wasn't it, going into it, knowing that winning a draw and we were champions, but equally a defeat and they were champions. It was a cup final almost, wasn't it?
Definitely, and I think 2 years ago we had the exact same scenario against Glentoran, so we did up in Carrick, and we knew we had to go out and get a win to secure the league, and we felt the heartache after that night, and I think nearly every single girl was there that night, bar the new additions, and I think that type of experience makes you wiser, makes you smarter in the growing years, and we knew we had to go in, we had to be super professional, we had to make sure our fitness levels, the team selection was right, and I think the 1-16 and even the girls that actually were along the side supporting tonight, everybody done a role, and we went out there tonight, and again goals came from across the pitch, and I think that just shows the calibre of players, young to old, they're all scoring, and player of the match, Ali Smith, again just shows you the experience that's there, and I think it's that nice mix that Linfield rely on that really does help to grow the club.
It's all about character and bottle and mental toughness in a game like this, isn't it, to see it out?
It definitely is. I mean, you can't leave anything to chance. You can't have what ifs, or you know, you look back and regrets, and after that a couple of years ago when we lost on the last day to Glentoran, I mean, you look back for months on it. So you do, we're into the off season now, and it would have been a long time, we said before the match started, girls, 98 for all the thousands of minutes of football we've played the whole season long, it came down to these 90 minutes, and we weren't going to let it slip away in 90 minutes and not come off here as champions. And I'm just delighted that against a very tough and competitive Newry side, we managed to do that.
The Champions League week was a great experience, and now we get another crack at it next year.
Definitely, it was some experience to the club, the first time the club have been in the Champions League. Some of our players, we've got experienced players in the team, Jennifer McDay, that was her fourth Champions League, believe it or not, at 21. Lindsay Corey, I'm sure she's up well into near double figures in Champions League. Ashley Hutton, they've all experienced it. Alison Smith, and they've brought that experience, and I think they helped to sort of guide us through the last 8 days, and we were lucky enough then, we were playing top class opposition, and we learned from every match. Every match we went back, we'd done our homework, we've seen where things went right, we've seen where things went wrong. Again, throughout the tournament, Megan Bell popping up with 2 goals in the tournament, and such a high quality opposition just shows the calibre of players coming through in the squad.
And we all enjoyed and we all learned, and we're all determined to have another go at it next year, and maybe even do even better if it's possible.
Oh, definitely. I think, like you say, once you have that hunger, once you've done it once, it's like winning the league. I mean, you don't want to be anywhere else at the end of the season. You really don't. When we went out in a couple of the cups this season, you know, we definitely knew we had to get back to the drawing board. We had to work even harder, and we weren't going to let the league slip away. At the end of the day, the team that comes out on top at the end of the league, you can't really argue with that.
And it's a great experience for our youngsters. Lauren Perry, 16. You know, we all know the other youngsters in the team. It's a great experience for them at that young age to be league champions, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, like myself, I wasn't a league champion there till I was 31. So there's a huge comparison. There's two ways of looking at it. I mean, the success comes early. Them girls have a hunger that they won't accept anything less. And I just hope they can take that success and just keep the passion, keep the hard work going, because they're excellent players, each and every one of them. I think we had 5 away for the under-19s, and we had Kelsey Burrows as well, captain of the Northern Ireland under-17 squad. And just excellent players, excellent quality. It's all there for them, to be honest. The international setup's brilliant for the young ones coming through. The setup at Linfield's brilliant for them. And really, I mean, we open arms to the youth in this club. It really is. You know, we know they're the future. The older ones like myself, Lindsay Corey, Alison Smith, I mean, don't get me wrong, all excellent experienced players. But I mean, we're at the sunset of our careers. And I think we want to hold it another few years as well and be alongside those girls and guiding them up to the level and sort of passing on, I suppose, our good attributes that we can help them along with their great skill that they have already.
You've lifted a few trophies in the last few years, Sarah, as captain. Still a great feeling to lift that trophy there tonight, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. I think, like I said myself, I mean, I don't think I lifted a trophy till I was 28 or 29. So I played a lot of football trophyless, and to be honest, it didn't take away from my passion or desire. It definitely did not. I worked all the harder, and I think it's nice to be on the side of it, lifting trophies, especially coming into this stage. And it's nice for all the girls. It's just once you win it, like you say, you just want to keep pushing on. It's easy to see why the likes of Crusaders and Glentoran done it for so many years and have such a great setup and a great youth setup. Those teams, once you get there, you definitely do not want to move away from that top table.
Saravani, back-to-back captain of the league champions. Congratulations from everyone at Linfield. Well done.
Thanks.
Enjoy your hard-earned break.
Thanks so much, Andy. Soon to yourself.